All right. Well, welcome back. We are going to hear House Bill 87. Representative Saunders, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And members, this is a bill that is sponsored by Representative McBurney, but I'm a very proud co-sponsor of. So for the sake of time, I'm going to present it to you, and then if he jumps in, he'll take over. House Bill 87 requires that the Commissioner of Education prepare an annual report that would include a description based on annual reporting by schools of student access to and participation in fine arts courses. The number and certification status of educators providing instruction in the courses would be included, along with educational facilities designed and classroom space equipped for fine arts instruction, and the manner in which schools are providing the core curricular content for fine arts established in the Next Generation Sunshine State standards. The report would be posted on the Department of Education's website and updated annually. This was inspired by feedback that we got from advocacy groups and parents who wanted more information about what was happening in their individual schools. So the report will actually break down by school these different data points. And the goal here is to first make sure that parents have all the information that they need and would like to have about what's happening in different schools around the state, but also to, through data, incentivize principals and administrators and even parents who are involved in a school to take a hard look at what's happening in arts classrooms and raise the quality of them. For example, if a performing or fine arts curriculum doesn't have a certified teacher, this would show that, and you'd be able to see in a little bit more clarity what's happening in a school. That is the bill, Madam Chair.
You talk too fast.
Oh, no. I'll go slower.
I think maybe, go back and, no, I'm just teasing.
I'm happy to take questions if people
are there
have
any
those.
Questions on the bill? Surely someone has questions.
Feel free to ask questions.
Representative Danish, you're recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative, is this your first bill that you're presenting in front of the committee?
Madam Chair.
You're recognized.
It is my first bill in front of this committee.
I think the question was, is this going to be your last?
Madam Chair, I hope not.
Oh, goodness. Do we have any appearance cards? Hundreds, I hope. Jim Horn, I think he left, but I believe he waves in support for AIF. Oh, okay. Kathleen Zanz, Executive Director for the Center of the Fine Arts. Welcome.
Thank you.
Take your time. No rush.
I'm Kathleen Zanz. I'm with the Center for Fine Arts Education. So I will take my time. Typically, I wouldn't talk as long. Anyway, I have a bachelor's, master's, and PhD in music education. For 30 years, I worked in the Pasco County School District at the district office and worked very hard with the in the curriculum department there. So that being said, and I see Representative McBurney here. I'm glad to see that he is here.
You're a great team player, I better tell you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Can you wave in support?
I absolutely wave in support. I think it's very important for us to know the status of arts education. As we know, over the last several years, we have lost some programs around the state, but we really don't know the status, and this will help us gather the information about the status. All of the report that we're asking for, all the information and data that we are asking for, is already collected by the Department of Education, and I know that because I was one of the people at the district office helping to gather that information. So the access to the arts, every bit of that information is already gathered by the Department of Education. We would just like to see it reported out. Thank you. I wave in support.
Thank you. Next, we have Frank Miners for the Florida Cultural Alliance.
I wave in support.
Wave in support. Is there debate on the bill? Seeing no debate, Representative.
Wait.
You had debate? Just got here. You caused all this problem. And now you want a debate? All right. You can debate, Representative McBurney.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. First of all, thank you, Madam Chairman, for your indulgence, and thank you for staff for making sure that I have my spot on the table. I have no idea what was mentioned before, but this is a bill that we have been working on for several years. We know that there is a direct correlation between participation in the arts and performance in the classroom. The greater the participation in the arts, the greater the performance on tests such as FCATs, SATs. The greater the participation in the arts, the higher the grade point average. The greater the participation in the arts, the lower the dropout rate. It's true among all demographics, from free and reduced lunch all the way to those who say that they're not talented at all. It doesn't matter what the talent is. This takes us in the step of the right direction. Before I close, I also want to thank my co-sponsor for presenting this bill, and I urge your favorable support.
Representative Saunders, you are recognized to close on House Bill 87.
Thank you very much. And I'll just close by dittoing everything that Representative McBurney said and thanking him for the honor of presenting this bill. My background, as many of you know, is that I, for about 3 years, ran an arts education advocacy group in Central Florida, and we saw the same dynamics that Kathy just described in years when budgets were tight and people had to make do with less. Sometimes the arts programs were some of the first cut, and you've all heard me in these committees talk about that these programs, I think, are important for all the academic reasons Representative McBurney just described, but also because I think they're a safety net, and I think they catch some kids who will only come to school because those programs exist. So if through data and information and parent empowerment we can improve the quality and access of those programs, we should. And Representative McBurney, you are a leader on this. I'm happy to follow in your wake, and thank you for giving me the chance to talk about your bill.
You are recognized to the roll call.
Chair O'Toole.
Yes.
Representative Atkins. Vileka.
Yes.
Coley.
Yes.
Danish.
Yes.
Diaz.
Yes.
Forward.
Yes.
Hudson.
Yes.
McBurney.
Yes.
Nunez.
Yes.
Perry.
Yes.
Peters.
Yes.
Porter. Reed.
Yes.
Saunders.
Yes.
Stafford.
Yes.
Torres.
Yes.
Zimmerman.
Yes.
The bill passes.
The report will be favorable on House Bill 87. 87 is it? Yes, 87. It will be reported favorably, House Bill 87. Next, we have Representative McBurney to do PCB 14-03. You're recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. And again, I appreciate your patience. I also want to thank the staff for their assistance on this important piece of legislation. PCB 1403 requires the Department of Education to develop by August 1, 2014, a five-year strategic plan for Florida digital classrooms to advance integration of digital instruction into the classroom and measure district progress in complying with technological requirements. It provides for oversight of the development and implementation of the plan by the Commissioner of Education and provides publication requirements. It repurposes local instructional improvement systems as district digital classroom systems to integrate the use of technology into the classroom to improve student outcomes. It requires each district digital classroom system to meet minimum standards published by the Department of Education with respect to local instructional improvement systems. Requires each school district by December 31, 2014 to develop and submit to the Department of Education for approval a digital classroom system plan to improve student performance through the district digital classroom systems. It requires the State Board of Education to report by August 1, 2015 the progress each school district has made in establishing the district classroom systems. In addition, a second part to the bill, it creates the Complete Florida Plus program at the University of West Florida, transfers the requirements and responsibilities related to online student support services currently administered through the Florida Virtual Campus to this program. The primary purposes of the Complete Florida Plus program are to facilitate degree completion for the state's adult learners through the Complete Florida Degree Initiative, to provide information and access to distance learning courses and degree programs offered by the state's public post-secondary education institutions, to coordinate with the Florida College System and State University System to identify and provide online academic support services and resources when multi-institutional provision of such services and resources is more cost or operationally effective. It also administers the Florida Library Automation Cooperative in consultation with the chancellors of the Florida college system, the state university system, regarding implementation and operations of the Florida Library Automated Cooperative. The bill also establishes the Florida Library Automated Cooperative and reassigns all the duties and resources related to online library support services currently administered by FLVC to FLAC. The bill repeals Florida Statute 1006.72 and incorporates provisions relating to licensing of electronic library resources into the FLAC. That's the bill, Madam Chair.
Are there any questions on the bill? Representative Danish, you're recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I see that when this bill passes that approximately $23 million will be transferred over to help support this, and I'm curious, will this be able to completely fund the project?
You recognize?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I can't say that it will, quote, completely fund the project, but its intention is to fund the project, and particularly with the digital integration.
And if I may add, the money that is in the project today is just being transferred over to the money of tomorrow. And so it is exactly the same. And we have not had, at this point, anything that says they need more or less. So at this point, it's just a complete transfer.
Thank you.
You have a follow-up?
No, that you just answered the follow-up.
Representative Zimmerman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative, is there anything, is there any direction for the Department of Education to study ways to prevent student cheating in the digital area and the digital classroom?
It's not the bill. You recognize?
Thank you, Madam Chair. There's nothing specific in the bill.
You recognize for a follow-up?
Oh, thank you, Madam Chair. And is there any is there anything specified in the bill that would put a maximum age for equipment, like particularly computers?
You recognize?
Thank you, Madam Chair. No.
Okay. Thanks.
Any other questions? Seeing no other questions, is there debate on the bill? Representative Zimmerman, for debate.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I want you to know I think this is a very good bill, and I would like to see those two things that I just raised in questioning brought into it down the road. I think those are two important elements that we need to address. Thank you.
Okay. We have two appearance cards. Adam Geary, Florida Chamber of Commerce. Waves in support. Sarah Clements, Foundation of Future Florida. Waves in support. All right. We did the debate. Representative. Excuse me? Did anyone else want to debate? I didn't see any other hands down there. Did you see anything? Are you seeing things? Representative McBurney, you are recognized to close on your bill.
Wave close, Madam Chair.
Wave close. Ann, please call the roll.
Terrell Toole.
Yes.
Representative Atkins. Beleka.
Yes.
Coley.
Yes.
Danish.
Yes.
Diaz.
Yes.
Forward. Hudson.
Yes.
McBurney.
Yes.
Nunez.
Yes.
Perry.
Yes.
Peters.
Yes.
Porter. Reed.
Yes.
Saunders.
Yes.
Stafford.
Yes.
Torres.
Yes.
Zimmerman.
Yes.
The bill passes.
The bill passes and will be reported favorably. We have some documents that Staff Mazurek would like to talk about, and they're in the back of your book. They're the last things there.
Members, one of the things we wanted to do is help you understand how things are going in your districts. If you look in at the very last tab in the book, our school districts have been working for about 4 years to implement local instructional improvement systems. There is a report that we have with every district. We copied the pages for the counties that you all represent. So if you look through these, you'll be able to take a look at your districts and see how they're doing. Across the top of the main table, you'll see the 9 standards areas, standards in curriculum, instructional practices, assessment, and so forth. Underneath those, you'll see the number of the standards involved in these systems for each of those, and you'll see the total. So the very first one, just as an example, is Alachua County. There are 668 total standards in the local instructional improvement system, and Alachua County has met 667 of those. So they are well on their way. You have a pie chart and a bar chart with the same, just a graphic representation of that information. We thought you would find this interesting and useful as you work on this issue and look at your districts.
Any questions on the reports? If you end up with any, you know how to reach us up in the suite. Give us a call, send an email. I want to just take a minute and say thank you to everyone for their patience today. It was kind of crazy. We're starting to wind down, and keeping a sense of humor is very important. I hope I didn't hurt anyone's feelings today. Did I hurt your feelings, Representative? Okay, good. We will be seeing each other once again, and stay tuned. And with that, Representative Blecker moves we rise.